This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. We broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out, as always, goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That would be our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. That would also be our FedEx, our UPS, and our bulk mail haulers out there doing the job, getting the packages and letters delivered, as well as our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And let's not forget our Amazon warehouse people or our Amazon drivers out there doing the great work that they do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America. And don't forget, our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there and check out all the great things that we have over there. Plus, you can hear our show over there. If you can't hear it anywhere else, you can hear it there. Our podcast is over there, and all the different things related to the show are over there, too, and the direct link, the stream that plays all day long, the current show, whatever it is, they play that so you can hear that right up until the new one starts again tonight. All right, well, joining us right now, the chairman of the Republican Liberty Caucus of Manatee County, also the host of Military Matters, that would be retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, good morning.
Yes, sir. There they are. They're going to go back in. Okay, there they go. They went back in again. But great morning to start things out. It's 65 degrees right now. It hasn't dropped too much. It went from 70 when I started the show down to 65, so that's not too bad. So are you ready to say the pledge, sir?
Captain, I'm ready.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
Of America.
And to the Republic.
To the Republic.
For which it stands.
One nation.
Under God.
Indivisible.
With liberty.
And justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we get it. And we hope you get it too. Well, Colonel, my goodness, we just heard that May 11th, the emergency, the COVID-19 emergency, will be over. The $11 trillion that they spent will be done being spent because there will be no more money given out for COVID. The $817 billion in stimulus money will be taken care of and gone, if you will. And we're also going to be thinking about that $20 billion that was fraudulently handed out. And how on earth are they ever going to get that back?
Yeah, we're probably a couple years past due taking this thing, and it's been extended for political reasons. Didn't need to go to May. And Pfizer's already warning about, hey, now that the government's not funding us, we're going to have exorbitant out-of-pocket for those that choose to continue to get the vaccine or boosters or whatever. whatever, as anticipated, this is the way it is. It's purely political, so, as so many things are and have been, not for the better, not for America's health, not for American national security, but played for political reasons. But what else is new? Here on the last day of January, I guess since we had the dawn of the age of Aquarius at the beginning of this month, I guess this is sunset. I don't know whether it's we got red sky at night, sailor's delight, or what to look ahead. But that's good news, but it's late in coming.
Well, as long as we don't have a red sky in the morning, that's a sailor's cheek morning.
Yeah, I know. I was trying to be positive here and call it the sunset on the age of Aquarius, since we had the dawning of the age of Aquarius at the beginning of the month. The other thing is here, you know, we got that doggone rodent up in Pennsylvania. And I think down here in Florida, we don't like the idea of a rodent in Pennsylvania making the weather call or the winter call for us down here.
That's Johnny Phil.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, be quiet, Puxatawny. We don't want to listen to you. We got our own weather here in Florida. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we do. And right now it's pretty nice, and I'll take it the way it is right at the moment.
Amen, brother.
Yeah. Now, we've got a lot of things going on, and we're going to talk a little bit. Let me see how much we got. I got about a minute left. We're going to talk about today in Sarasota. What's going on down there in Sarasota? The governor's coming to town.
Actually, even closer to home for me here in Manatee County. It's right here in Bradenton. It'll be at the Southern College of Florida, SCF. He'll arrive about 9:15, but at 10 a.m., our governor, America's governor, Ron DeSantis, is going to give a news conference. And I suspect it'll be education related, which is what he did about a month ago in Sarasota. But he'll be right here in Bradenton, and I don't know if it's going to be a follow-on from the news conference he had with regard to a new college, or whether it'll be something else. But it'll be very interesting, and I will certainly let you and America's Third Watch folks know what comes out of that, whether or not it makes the news front here in Florida or not. I suspect it will, but we'll see.
Yeah, it should, and I do know that they're trying to change the whole nature behind New College and what that became, which is not what it started out to be. So I think that's where they're going. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with our good friend, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And this is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we will return with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, we're coming back. We're going to tell you where we're going to be today.
In Tampa, join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
Yep, and I'll be 11:30 to 1:30. I will be at Mission Barbecue at West Waters, right at the north end of the airport here in Tampa. We always have a great group with us, and that's where I'll be today. So, I'll tell you what. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends of Moss Family Automotive, in particular, Moss Nissan. That's spelled M-A-U-S, mossnissan.com, the website. Now, their stores, their Nissan stores, are located in Crystal River. The flagship store is up in Newport Richey at 19 and 54. Plus, they have Nissan and Acura side-by-side here on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And the all-new Moss Nissan is now in Brooksville on State Route 50, just this side of the Suncoast Parkway on the south side of the street, about 100 yards in from that northbound exit ramp right there. You'll see it on the right-hand side. You want to stop by and see it. It's the most modern, the most elaborate car dealership in Hernando County. And they've got a device in there where you pull in, and you pull in like up on a computer thing. It'll tell you whether or not the vehicle's in alignment or not. It'll tell you whether or not it needs springs or whatever it needs to have. I've never seen anything like it. It does a computer readout of your vehicle so that right away they know if you have a problem that you don't know about, which maybe you don't. A lot of people don't. So there you go. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Check them out. See what they're all about. Okay, Retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright is with us. Good morning, Colonel, and thanks for being here. We appreciate you, and a lot of people appreciate what you have to say.
Hey, good morning, Captain. My pleasure is always to be with America's Third Watch and you.
Now, I'll tell you what. The new chairman of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, that would be Mike Turner from Ohio, says the Department of Justice may not bar members of Congress from reviewing classified material found at the home and office of Joe Biden or at the homes of Donald Trump or Mike Pence.
Yeah, the Department of Justice, there's no other way to describe it. They are stonewalling this investigation. In contrast that with the very upfront and easy free play that they did with Mar-a-Lago and President 45, and that's pretty stunning and it's pretty obvious to the folks. But, you know, one of the backdrop of this is that for all the people that lamented, the new House and the Speaker, Kevin McCarthy, his hand is greatly strengthened in retrospect by that 5-6 days that it took to get him elected. And he will go in and he will talk to Biden tomorrow on the debt ceiling with a stronger hand. And our committee chairs are dealing with stronger hands. And we've got a stronger hand to keep some of these folks that ought not to be on intelligence and other committees off, Democrats, of course, than we would have had otherwise. So that's one thing where, hey, that's a good news thing. That's a move forward. And all those that were lamenting, even some of the institutional Republicans, even the, you know, the folks like Mike Huckabee and folks like that were lamenting the fact that we did not bring in on a first vote. Well, things are looking pretty good, and his hand is strengthened, and he's a better speaker for having gone through that, I think, undeniably.
Mm-hmm. Now, a Ukrainian deputy defense minister said back on January 25th that the Russian forces were intensifying their attacks near Bakhmut in the Donetsk region of eastern Ukraine and warned that Moscow had a superior number of soldiers and weapons in what has now become the hot spot in the 11-month-old invasion in the Ukraine.
Yeah, we're going on the year anniversary of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. But, you know, a couple things of note. Despite all the day-to-day things and reporting in Ukraine has become eerily reminiscent of reporting on the Vietnam conflict, where it all becomes about body counts and number of deaths. And make no mistake about it, I mean, the Ukrainians, the military losses have been about 100,000 personnel. The Russians have had 150, perhaps as high as 200,000 military losses. That doesn't even count the civilians. So that's important. But for half of this war, ongoing war in Ukraine, for the last 6 months, the front lines between the Ukrainians and the Russians have been relatively unchanged.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the same, with a little bit of moves here and there. So I'm a little bit hesitant to talk about, because every time we say, well, we're going to have the winter invasion is on with the frozen grounds, and the Russians are going to, in the next couple months, are going to launch another invasion on Kiev and all that. And certainly it can't stay the way it is, and there'll be movements, but I'm very locked in. I believe what I see and what I can actually observe on the ground. I don't believe what comes out of the mouths of either the Russians or the Ukrainians. And I'm sorry, it's hard to take at face value anything that comes out of the administration as well.
Well, there's something else, Colonel, that we don't hear enough about, and that's the fact that there is a big-time trench war going on.
Yeah, well, this is a war of attrition.
Yep.
And has been, even before they started to dig in the trenches. It's a war of attrition. It's a proxy war for the United States of America. And we're investing money that we don't have. And it looks like we want to invest armored and tanks and things like that that we certainly don't have, that we've got to produce or have the units that need them to fight potential future or near-term conflicts. Take it away from them. So I'm highly concerned for national security, because America is investing about half of the military and national security to Ukraine right now, and that's just plain wrong. We've got enough European nations. We have enough folks that are actually have a vested interest in the national security that ought to be coughing up more. We've been saying that for a year, and yet we kind of waylay on that, but half of the military aid is coming from the United States of America, and that has got to stop. We don't have the equipment, and we sure as heck do not have the money, and we cannot afford to do this because United States Air Force General Minahan warned us that he thinks that we may well be at war with China by 2025.
I've heard it.
Mm-hmm. And we can't do what we're doing in Ukraine and prepare and fight any kind of conflict of any level with China or anybody else for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
We got to wake up and we've got to understand what is most important for our national security. And that would be China number one and our poorest borders being number two.
Now, would you believe it if I told you that AOC was going to be the number two senior most Democrat on the committee that she's now on in Congress?
But it's scary, isn't it? That's
yeah.
Very interesting. I mean, she's newsworthy, and she certainly, because so much late night television comedians aren't funny anymore. And so we got to turn to folks like AOC to find humor. Now, it's not funny at all. It's actually somewhat pretty scary, but wow. Just wow.
Now, before we run out of time, can you stick around another segment?
Captain, I'd be happy to.
Okay, now I want to move on to this one. Manhattan prosecutors announced yesterday that they are going to begin presenting their case to the grand jury against Donald Trump.
Yeah, New York Democrats versus Donald Trump. I think that's what this case is all about. And we've known that for a long time.
Well, you know what this is about, don't you? Stormy Daniels.
Yes.
And the creepy and the creepy attorney who's now sitting in jail.
Oh Lordy.
I wonder how credible he's going to be right now.
Boy, we're rounding out. You're just delighting me with a roundout. We started with AOC to close out. Now we're talking about Stormy and her creepy lawyer.
Well, the creepy lawyer's locked up. Stormy's trying to get money, and she tried to sue the creepy lawyer, but I guess that didn't work. So this is the other way to do it, through the legal action, and then they'll say, well, in spite of whatever you owe this woman X amount of dollars, that's what they're going to try to do.
Yeah, I think Americans and folks have a hard time getting excited and take seriously what what New York or anybody, any attorneys or any plaintiffs are trying to, or accusants are trying to do up there in New York.
Yeah, yeah. Matt Gaetz is telling everybody Adam Schiff should never again have access to any classified material as long as he's in Congress.
Well, he's supported by evidence for exactly what that should be.
So that's why he's running for the Senate. All right. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more of retired Colonel, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright is going to be right with us. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA News Update. An ice storm is impacting portions of the southern plains and mid-south and is expected to last through Wednesday, bringing the normal dangers along with it, falling trees and power lines and slick roadways. About 3.3 million Americans are under an ice storm warning this morning, with 16.5 million under a winter storm warning, according to the National Weather Service. The White House announced Monday they will end two COVID-19 emergency declarations on May 11th. The COVID-19 national emergency and public health emergency will be extended to that date and then lifted. And yes, that will end Title 42 restrictions and expulsions. Cindy Williams, who played Shirley on Laverne and Shirley, has died. Her family announced she passed away Wednesday of last week and it was announced Monday. She was 75 years old and died in Los Angeles, California, after a short illness. Lance Pry, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
You betcha. Looking forward to having a good lunch today. All psyched on lunch. I've been thinking about it all night long. You know, when you get that thought in your head and you start talking about the food and, oh, my goodness, why do that to me in the middle of the night? All right, well, let's go back to retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Of course, he is the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus and the host of a show called Military Matters. And good morning again, Colonel, and thanks very much for sticking around.
My pleasure, Captain. I enjoy spending every minute with you on America's Third Watch.
Now, Representative Bob Good, who is a Republican out of Virginia, appeared on Monday to discuss the merits of his new House legislation called the No Taxpayer Funding for the Chinese Communist Party Act, which could become a national security tool for the U.S. government in terms of monitoring China's potentially corrosive influence with American agencies and companies.
Yeah, and in light of what we've all observed and we have come to know through TikTok and a variety of other things, and the Chinese collusion, having what we should have been able to do is put to bed any kind of Russian collusion, but we still got people that still believe that's true. The guy we talked about before the break, Adam Schiff, still talks Russian collusion.
Yep.
And the election of Donald Trump, which is nuts. But what is real is Chinese Communist Party infiltration in our education system, in our factories, and in our economy and in purchase of lands throughout the United States of America. And so, yeah, we do need to wake up to that. So that's good. I think there will be even bipartisan support by many for what Representative Good is proposed. And he's not doing it alone. There'll be more than enough co-sponsors for that. So, yeah, got to happen. Got to happen.
Okay. Well, that's all good stuff. Now, just when you thought it couldn't get any stranger, we have got our president, beloved President Joe Biden, telling us that he's going to allow your retirement plan and their administrators to invest your money in ESG, even if it's not the most profitable way out. And, of course, the economic social governance ESG benchmarking is nothing that I want anything to do with. I don't know about you, but I don't.
Yeah. Who needs to stop the Chinese Communist Party from infiltrating our money systems, our land, and our economy when we've got Americans doing egregious damage to our liberties and our freedoms and misspending our money on things that is, in my view, a threat to national security? That's incredible. And it's just the idea, how un-American, how unconstitutional can you be, but to say that I'm going to take your money and do with it as I please to further my progressive policies? That's insane.
Well, nobody ever said that Joe Biden was sane.
Well, yeah, demonstrably insane at every turn.
Yeah, this is his idea. It came right straight from him. So, you know, if you don't like what I just said, folks, get a hold of your congressman or woman, get a hold of your senator, and say, look, something crazy's going on here. You gotta stop this nonsense, because it is just exactly that. It's worse than taking a pair of loaded dice and rolling it.
I know, and even the folks that are even starting to come out and saying, well, we need to look for an alternative in 2024 from Biden and the Democratic Party, even those folks support this. They support a lot of the crazy things they're saying. They just want to have a different face up there, like, oh, I don't know, Pete Buttigieg, to be the standard bearer for all this nuttiness. And so, hey, a horse by any other name, hey, is still a loser for America if they're going to start putting forth this kind of crazy stuff like ESGs and investment and stealing my money. I say my money because I do have money out there. Not a lot, but enough to be on a fixed income to get by on that. So I take great umbrage to the president insisting that my money will go towards that kind of malarkey.
Now, Representative Chuck Brandon, a state legislature Republican out of the 10th District here in Florida, filed House Bill number 543, the NRA-backed constitutional carry bill. Now, the Constitutional Rights, Rule of Law, and Government Operations Subcommittee will hear it on February the 7th from 4 to 6 p.m. in Tallahassee. Now, Florida is currently in contention with Nebraska to become the 26th constitutional carry state. What do you think of this?
Well, let's contrast what Nebraska and other constitutional carry states have done with one here. We need to be very careful. And I'm speaking on behalf of the Republican Liberty Caucus here because we have put out a warning here. Be wary. We are holding out, and we will continue to fight for honest-to-God constitutional carry, because right now the legislation that will be talked about today and the bill that you referred to still requires a permit. Now, it may waive the fee, but it was never about the money. The money was never that high anyway. I paid to get my permit here in the state of Florida. It was never about the money. It was about exercising my inalienable right to self-defense, and that's what constitutional carry is all about. So as long as you have that permit requirement, fee or no fee, that is not what constitutional carry is. It is not what many other states have had that. So, hey, the Second Amendment supporters out there, defenders of our right of self-defense and the Constitution, do not drink the Kool-Aid here yet. continue to fight and not let them pull the wool over our eyes. Let's fight for genuine constitutional carry until everything is done. Don't give in. Keep fighting it. Insisting on that. Make them be open and about what this bill really is and what it really is not.
Now, this bill is HB 543. HB 543. So use that as your reference if you get a hold of your state lawmakers to tell them what you think, right?
Absolutely do. And we asked the Liberty Caucus, we asked you to call House Speaker Paul Renner, get a hold of Senate President Kathleen Fasadamo, and contact the governor and say, hey, governor, they're not going to put on you on your desk what we know you would be willing to sign and have said for a long time you'd be willing to sign. Don't let them pull the wool over our eyes. So let them know that we're staying tuned in.
Well, I hope so, and we'll see what happens, because Florida is one of those states where I don't have any problem with the version that I know of legalized carry, constitutional carry, which is exactly what they have, let's say, in Georgia.
Yeah. Well, Georgia's got open carry. I had an open carry permit when I was in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, I still do if I'm in Georgia, and there is reciprocity that we involved there. So I'm not going to say that there aren't good things, but it's not as good as what it's being advertised to be. I don't want folks out there to think that they're getting everything that they've been asking for if they are a supporter of the Constitution and our right of self-defense in the Second Amendment. So we need to fight. It's not over until it's over. Continue to fight. And unfortunately, in the state of Florida, there's two things that we kind of watered down and we're a little weak on. One is the right to life and fighting abortion, and the other is the Second Amendment. Too often we've got Republicans in our state legislature that will go for and compromise principles on these things. And if you're going to do that, just say, that's what I'm doing. I'm compromising this. But don't try to sell it as something it's not. That's all I ask. I don't want to. If you give me 80%, I'll go for it. I'll work for the other 20% later. But be honest that you're not giving me 100%. Don't sell me a bill of goods.
Okay, well, Colonel, we're run out of time here, but I want you to know that I thank you very much for sticking around and carrying the water with us here. A lot of great information was able to get out there this morning, and just like come Thursday morning, I'm sure we'll have a bunch more.
Absolutely, and I think I'll be having lunch with you on Thursday as well. So this is
because I'll be at Mixon's.
Transition months. I love. I get double and triple doses of the captain, and that's always a pleasure.
Yep. Well, you take care today, because I know where you'll be, and you know where I'll be at lunchtime. So you have a great meeting. We look forward to hearing a full report.
I promise, Captain. You have a great day.
All righty. That's retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Don't go anywhere. We are coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And one more time, Kyle, take it away.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
You betcha you can lock it in and join the Captain's Army. Be happy to see you. Be happy to see you for lunch today at Mission Barbecue, 11:30 to 1:30 on West Waters, at the north end of the airport. Now, this portion of the broadcast brought to you by our good friends, longtime sponsor of the program, Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. They are located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Remember, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And they will do installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs in the local area. So, give them a call at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. Don't forget, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Now, some big news yesterday came across the dial from the Tampa Bay Rays and Tropicana Field and the mayor of St. Petersburg. Now, Mayor Ken Walsh made the biggest decision of his political career, selecting the team led by the Tampa Bay Rays to redevelop Tropicana Field. Now, with this selection, Welch sought to remake history
both trying to keep the Rays in St. Petersburg after their threats to leave and to repay the mostly black community that was plowed over to build a stadium and court baseball by building a new district that will create jobs and offer affordable new homes, which will include a lot of high-rise apartments and or condos, as the case might be. And I saw the blueprints. I'm sure a lot of you did, too. I saw the plans. Amazing. Amazing. It'd be a great place to go watch a baseball game, for sure. And what they're going to do to Tropicana Field is make it fan-friendly, even more so than what it is right now. I can't wait to see what happens. It's going to be very, very interesting. And Rays, yep, they're sinking money into it. It's not just about Tampa, or, sorry, St. Pete, throwing money in the works. They're going to put some money in this to see to it they can get it done. And I sure hope so. I sure hope so, because, again, it's something that that we all know can be done if they want to. They can certainly get this done if they want to. Baseball is still America's game. And it definitely is something that has a home here if we want to keep it. If we don't want to keep it, then, you know, it'll go where it goes. But I'm pretty sure that this plan that they've come up with this time, the way they've done it, the way they've structured it, is going to be the one that works. Because everything is going to be redone right there in that area and redeveloped and made into something that everybody can be really proud of. So there you go. Now, are we going to have a direct confrontation in the Ukraine with Russia? Is that about to happen? Do you think that that's something that we're going to see? Well, some people think so. I, for one, don't think Russia's that stupid that they want to do that, because it's not nice to be outnumbered, but if you fire one or two or three or four or five missiles at somebody and they turn around and fire 50 back at you, you know, how's that going to make any sense? But that's just me. I'm just saying that. And the other thing is, when you look at what you look at here, you've always got to take into consideration who's got what and where they've got it at. Now, I heard again yesterday that, oh, the tanks are on the way. They're being delivered as we speak. Oh, they're not. No, they're not. There may be tanks being delivered, but they're not by us. Now, Romania is right next door to Ukraine. And if they decide they want to give up some of their Russian tanks, they can. And I'm sure the Ukraine will use them, because that's what pretty much what they're using now. But I heard somebody say that the Abrams tanks were being loaded onto ships and being sent overseas to the Ukraine. Well, why would we even know? And who would be dumb enough to say that they're loading tanks on ships and they're sending them to Ukraine? That's not what you do. Loose lips sink ships. And I can tell you, a shipload of tanks pulls into any Ukrainian harbor, and there's any vessels around from the Russia fleet or anywhere else that could take on that merchant marine vessel and sink it, that they would do that in a heartbeat. Because after all, war is hell. And that's what you do. Now, before I go to the phone call that I've got here, I want to remind everybody that we've got a lot of fog in North Florida tonight. It's a little patchy, coming down through the central part of the state, down as far as about North Tampa. Well, actually, a little bit further north than that. Let's see, up about Tarpon Springs maybe is about as far south as it comes. But you've got fog all the way across I-10 from Jacksonville, from the water, the ocean side, all the way to Texas, just inside Texas a little ways. And, I mean, it's thick fog, very poor visibility. The whole state of Georgia, thick fog, very poor visibility. South Carolina, going up 95, going up 26, going up 77, same thing there. North Carolina, I-95, I-40, I-85, heavy fog. And then we've got some fog in the Chesapeake Bay area. We do have a lot of snow, and we do have a lot of ice to talk about here. The ice is in the central part of Arkansas, comes up into the northwestern corner of Alabama, and then it's up into the western edge of Tennessee. And it's the kind of stuff that can get you in real trouble real quick. Solid ice. We do have some snow out in front of us, some snow north of it, and a winter storm warning, a big old winter storm warning, back down into Texas, covering most of the central part of Texas all the way down to Laredo and Dallas-Fort Worth and San Antonio, too. So there you go. So that's what the weather's looking like right now. So be careful. You're out there in the highways and byways all around the countryside. Be careful, and for God's sake, don't go jamming on your brakes. If you run into a situation, you're liable to go sailing right off the highway, and that's the end of that. So be careful out there in the highways, especially from Texas all the way up to West Virginia, on that angle up through there on the roads that go that way. And the fog tonight will also make a believer out of you. All right, let me get over here. Let me turn this on. And here we go.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Donald, if you're going to have a rally, you need to have the airtime on there. Do you see they're trying? And True Social should become Trump Social, okay? Trump Social. If you think Facebook and Twitter, if they put you on, and then before the election, they're not going to take you off, you're smoking something, okay? And every rally should be on the radio, and you should be paying conservatives, and you should get up like you did in the Art of the Deal at 2 in the morning and make phone calls and get everybody out to and tell people your story and tell them what you want to tell the American people. Let's get off our butt and let's get to work and save the country, see?
All right, Todd in Tampa. Appreciate that. Meanwhile, I'll see you all for lunch. Have lunch with the captain at Mission Barbecue, West Waters here in Tampa, 11:30 to 1:30. Have a great day. God bless America. Stay low.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.